This was one of the very first days that I ever walked around St. John's. It was about 11 and a half years ago, and I had just come from the mainland. So I was walking along just next to O'Brien's music store, and bumped into somebody on Water Street, a panhandler, who, a tiny man in a baseball cap with a really gravelly voice and a very thick accent, or what was to me an accent. So this fella asked me for some money, so we gave him a couple bucks, and then he just started talking to me, and I was having a really difficult time understanding him, partly because he has a really gravelly voice, and he didn't have a lot of teeth. And I just had really not got used to the speech. He was clearly from around the bay. And he was going on and on about various things. He was talking about the ships. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, it's a harbor town. Yeah, okay. But sometimes he was talking about the moon, too. So I wasn't always sure. I got the feeling that most of the time they were spaceships. But I just kept thinking, nope, it's a harbor town. He's talking about the ships in the harbor. And then he would be talking about, you know, World War III and Queen Elizabeth and how he and Queen Elizabeth knew all about World War III. And it was just getting increasingly strange. And all of a sudden he stopped and he looked at me. And he sort of moved in close. He said, you know, dear, if you'd wear your hair a little longer and your skirts a little shorter, it would make all the difference. And that was my first meeting with Mike O'Brien, who was my favorite panhandler. He was a lovely, lovely man. He died a few years ago, and I really miss him a lot. But I didn't follow his fashion tips.